Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, everyone. It is 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove at Sky Sports Radio. We got racing today at Warwick Farm. And the man we're going to talk to knows all about it. There's Mark Jones, track manager. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, morning, Sean. I'm great, thank you.
Okay, now, a little bit overcast. Have you had any precipitation at all or not?
Look, we've had none whatsoever this morning. But in saying that, there is a lot of rain over the mountains and sort of up towards the central coast. And looking at the radar, we may just get the edge of that in the next half an hour or so. So, obviously, we'll keep an eye on that. But we have had 61 mils for the last 7 days. So, we've had our fair share of rain, but it was much needed. And, the track has improved.
All right. So, today, the rail, where will that be?
Yeah, the rail's out 5 metres, 1,000 to winning post, and 3 metres the remainder. We raced only 1 week ago at 3 metres, so we've moved that rail out an extra 2 metres.
All right, terrific. So that's it. Now we've got a soft seven and a few showers forecast maybe later on the Savo.
Yeah, that's right. Look, hopefully we dodge a few showers, but there is some there. But so far we've missed it all, and hopefully that's the case.
All right, terrific. Well, good luck today. Hope it's an enjoyable day there, Mark.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Jones from Warwick Farm. Glenn Munsey's with us. How are you, Muns?
Very good. Thank you, Sean. Geez, it's all happening in racing here in Sydney, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Over the last poor... terrible, terrible news for Matty Dunn, the connections there of Care to Think, and David Barnhill and the William Farrer Hotel, the slot owners, and congratulations to Jenny Graham, bringing another runner into the race there. Awesome pluck. So... they're still there, all those people that won the opportunity to own a slice of a horse for the Kosciuszko on Saturday. They'll just be cheering for a different horse instead of Care to Think. They'll be awesome pluck on Saturday. And as soon as these fields come out, Sean, officially from Racing New South Wales, we'll be able to put that Kosciuszko market back up. And if it does happen in the next 30, 45 minutes or so, while we're on here doing the preview from Warwick Farm, I'll tell you what's happening.
All right, terrific. And we've got joining us also, Ray Thomas. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I guess that rain's probably going to hit at some stage today. Look, I hope it doesn't rain during the course of the meeting. We're back in the soft range, which is good news. But I dare say, Sean, at some stage this afternoon, we'll be back into the heavy range. There's still 8 winners to be found, though, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Joyce, good morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Muns. Good morning, Ray. Good morning to all the punters. Looking at the radar, I think whatever rain we get, we'll probably get it before the first. So hopefully it comes and goes. And as we heard there, we may just cop the edge of what's going through sort of the northern parts of Sydney. So we could be lucky, but a soft track, a good meeting. Obviously, the scratching of Girl Tuesday took a bit of zip out of this meeting. But as Ray said, we need some winners. We need to build our bank heading into Everest Day.
All right, terrific. Now, Muns, the first there today. Let's have a look at this, and we've got a full field.
Yeah, this is the TAB Rewards Handicap. This is a 3-year-old Colts and Geldings maiden here over 1,100 metres. And we start with that song, Winkers On Today, is a $6 chance. Bentley Magic at $26. Napoleon Solo with Blinkers On at $6. Aurum Zoo is a $12 chance. Then we go to Flying Legend at $5.50. Flying Mojo, don't get them mixed up, at $34. Rohirrim is the odds-on favourite at $1.90. And Vetta at $15. Good support for Rohirrim here. Did go up odds against, went up 210, opened 190 this morning. It's been solidly supported right throughout the morning, but unchanged from the $1.90. It's the most popular runner. Very little separates that song and Napoleon Solo as the second pick, but the majority of money for that song has come this morning.
Look, 5 first starters, so I don't take the speed map as gospel, but from the trials, I think Flying Legend and Better Look, the on-pace pair, Orman Zoo handy, and Rohirrim obviously not far off them off what we saw at his most recent trial, right?
Yeah, for Rohirrim, we've seen at the trials, Paul turns up today in these soft to heavy track conditions, he should be winning. Gee, you'd go a long way to see a more impressive horse at the trials than Rohirrim has been. Both times he's been produced. We saw him first at Canterbury way back in November of last year, won by 4.5, did it in the canter. Obviously had a few little issues since because he's going to the races for the first time today off that recent Warwick Farm trial on September 24, when again that acceleration was there for all to see. He travelled wide but just cruised past and won by 3.5 ease down. He's beautifully bred by Lonro out of Mannington, so if he's got any sort of ability, he's a stallion in the making for sure, Roheran. And as I said, Paul, the one little query, I guess, is whether he can transfer that form we've seen at the trials on good tracks to this soft, heavy track this afternoon at Warwick Farm. If he can, I think he'll be winning the 7 Roheran. The 3 Napoleon Solo, loved that recent trial at Rankin. He's made to do a bit of work, to be fair, but he really attacked the line running down Flying Legend. And his only start was back in July at Canterbury, and he's shaped well running third to Master Ash and sneaking to win. Bit of form to come out of that Canterbury race. So he looks a nice type going forward, Napoleon Solo. The 8 Betters run some nice trials, a couple of good trials this prep going into this. Again, the concern is whether he can handle these soft to heavy track conditions. But as Paul said, he'll be on pace making his own luck. And the 5 Flying Legends, a lovely Redoute Choice 3-year-old who comes out of the Napoleon Solo trial when he was run down late. But interesting race, the first, Paul. The 7 Roheran, though, geez, looked pretty sharp in those trials. I've got him on top on the first, 7, 3, 8 and 5.
Yeah, he sure has looked sharp. I've got him second. I went 3.715, so just flip your top two around. I thought Napoleon Solo at $6 may present a better betting option from that trial that you mentioned. He charged home to beat Flying Legend. Obviously, the form line through his Canterbury debut looks terrific. And he'll just get a lovely run, you think, off that soft gate, just in behind them somewhere and be produced late. Roheran, obviously, if he can do what he does at the trials under race conditions, particularly on a soft track, he'll probably win. But it's just that little soft track query there if you're taking $1.90, and he is a first starter as well. So there's a couple of little negatives there if you want to dive into the red odds. Number one, That Song. Thought it was terrific at Caulfield on debut. Was back wide, hard in the market, finished off well. So I'm respecting him. And number 5, Flying Legend. The interesting thing here is Kerry McAvoy's done all the trialing on this horse, and he's their race day. So a Les Bridge and Karen teaming up with this one. 3, 7, 1 and 5 in the first.
Well, no, Munn's race 2.3, Bonanova's Dream.
Yeah, and the second race on the card today at Warwick Farm is the ANZ Bloodstock News. This is a 3-year-old filly's maiden over 1,100 metres. So the boys go round in the first, the girls go round in the second. And we start with Columbina here as the $2.60 favourite. Sun Susie is a $5.50 chance. Bonanova's Dream is a scratching. The deduction taken by tab.com.au when it came out this morning is 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Then we go to Crete. That's not the country, or it is the place, at $23. Tell Me, $3.40. I'll go with Va Voos as an $8.50 chance. The Art of the Bar with the blinkers off at $5. Georgia Hit is a $41 chance. Infinite Dreams at $101. And Our Dawn is a $34 chance. Nowhere near the activity that's in the first race here. Most popular runner is Tell Me. Went up $3.50 yesterday, opened $3.60 this morning. Now a $3.40 chance. To put it into perspective, it's got roughly a third of the amount of money, in fact less than that, one-fifth the amount of money that's been invested on the first favourite in Roheran. Second pick with about half as much as Tell Me is Columbina.
Look, Tell Me probably leads here. She's got a lovely gait. She's been showing plenty of speed at the trials. So I've got her pressing on, but Barbouche showed pace at the last trial. The Art of the Bar, despite the blinkers coming off, drawn out for Gay and Adrian. Georgia Hit, I think, will press forward as well. And maybe Infinite Dreams, the roughie who's drawn wide. So there could be a fair bit of pressure here, right?
Yeah, look, I read it the same way. I thought Tell Me would try and take advantage of her inside gate. Barbouche did lead her up in that Rose Hill trial recently when the two fillies clashed, and Barbouche showed good speed to win, but Tell Me's drawn inside her, may try and hold that rail, and I've got her on top, Paul. I think she'll be hard to beat here. She showed some ability when last in work, and she ran on the heavy track at Canterbury back in June when she started favourite and ran an even race running fourth behind Miss Speed, but she's got ability. Her two trials going into this have been excellent, and just the barrier draw, I think, gives her a huge opportunity here to break through. I've got her on top, the 5 Tell Me. The big danger is the favourite 1, Columbina. A couple of hidden trials. She ran on a heavy track in a Warwick Farm trial last month and was cruising home into fourth behind Star Dome. Then at Rose Hill recently, she's run fifth behind Snips, but was buried amongst them all the way down the straight and never really tested. So it was a lovely trial, and she's been placed in 3 of her 5 starts all in the city. So she's got plenty of ability, Columbina. Barvoos, Paul, I like the look of her in that recent Rose Hill trial when she was tested, but she showed good natural speed. and beat Tell Me by nearly 2 lengths. So watch for her on debut. And the two sons, Susie, a nice filly by Snitzel. She won a terrific race at Warwick Farm back in May, a second start on a soft track. Resumes here off two nice trials. And as I said, she's a filly with ability. Competitive race for second, 5, Tell Me on top, 5, 1, 6, and 2.
Yeah, I'm going 1, 5, 7, 10. Columbina on top for me. I think she's worth a cracky first up at the short odds. She's got that strong city form that Ray met. In particular, the run at Warwick Farm 3 starts back, she was beaten in the neck by Gem Song. Now, of course, Gem Song's gone on to much better things and goes around in a Group 1 race on Saturday. And look, she probably was beaten fair and square on that occasion, but she got so close to breaking her maiden against Gem Song that I just think that form should really hold up here today. Then she ran third behind Iowaze, who's also gone on to win a listed race. So there's a lot of good form around Columbina, and she's trialled very well, as Ray mentioned. So number one, Columbina on top for me. Out of the 5, Tell Me, who's finally drawn a gate. She's just had no luck from wide barriers at her 3 starts. But first up here, lovely gate, trialling well. She'll take some catching. The 7, The Art of the Bar. Well, if you follow the money, she's been hard in the market at both her starts. I know she hasn't finished in the placings, but she's been trialling well. The blinkers come off, strong stable. You've got to respect her. And number 10, Our Dawn. She could be the roughie here, if you can forgive the Newcastle run last start. All her starts before that definitely have her in as a place chance here. 1, 5, 7, and 10.
Third event, full field.
Yeah, the Pride of Dubai at Coolmore. This is a 3-year-old Entires, Colts and Geldings, benchmark 70, starting on the course proper over 1,400 metres. And equipped is the toppy here at $34. Destiny's Own, $3.50. That price makes it favourite. Danzy at $4.80. Andaz with blinkers on at $6.50. Morpheus is a $3.70 chance. Paris Sizzler, blinkers on at $21. Cliff, James McDonald to ride a kilo over at 55. It's a $7 chance. And Crystal Billy, Brenton Abdullah to ride a half over at 54, is an $8 chance. Good support here for Crystal Billy this morning. Just $9.50 first thing. Now an $8 chance, and 90% of the money has come for it this morning. So $9.50 into $8. Cliff is second pick overall, but not second pick today, and it's been 9 into 7. Joe Cleary giving it a nice wrap-up when he was on with Andrew earlier. Second pick overall is Danzy, who's a drifter this morning, 460 out to 480. The other drifter, the favourite, Destiny Zone, has got to get out with those down the bottom firming, 340 out to 350, and Morpheus sitting there as a $3.70 chance, race 3.
Look, Danzy likes to lead. I've got to him in front here, but Morpheus will obviously press across from the wide gate. And the other two that should kick up, Destiny's Own's drawn out a bit, and Cliff, I think he'll be probably in the first four somewhere. So just an even tempo here, only 8 runners in the third.
Which is the reason why I've come back to the 3, Danzy, Paul. I think he can control tempo here from up front. And look, I know he's been costly to punters in his short career today. He's won twice from 9, but he's been placed in another 6 races. In most of those, he's been right in the market, as he is again today. But he's had the 2 runs back, been solid effort, second at Gosford and Kembla. He's run down late at Kembla over 1,300 metres, out to 1,400 today. He has won over this trip previously. He's rock hard fit. He handles soft tracks. And just the fact, Paul, he might get to control this tempo, this might be his opportunity to break back into the winner's circle. I'm giving him another chance for 3, Danzy. From the 2, Destiny Zone, looks really hard to beat on that first up effort behind Piracy and Chapelco. He worked for a line strongly, beaten about a half length into third spot. Good horse, should improve off that, will be hard to beat here. I think the 5, Morpheus, comes into play. As Paul suggested, may try and work across from his whitish gate in this 8-horse field. He comes out of the spring stakes where he was outclassed, but his previous start, he was good first up at Wyong. And if you go back to June, he did run second to a promising horse in Dealmaker on a soft track, Morpheus. He's third up here. He's fit. He'll be hard to beat. Of the others, 4, Andaz. Maybe he's run out wide there at Rose Hill behind Merivee. Never seriously threatened. That was over 1,500. Has to come back a fraction to 1,400 metres, but he's very fit. And if they roll along at any sort of a tempo, he should be running home hard. But look, I just think Danzy controls tempo here, Paul, and if that's the case, he'll be hard to beat in the third. 3 on top from 2, 5, and 4.
Yeah, I've probably been a bit harsh on Danzy, leaving him out, but I think I've taken the short odds before, Ray, and he's just worn me down. But you made a very good point in the way the speed will unfold here. Look, I've gone 2.745. I've got Destiny Zone on top. Very good run first up on a soft track off a long break behind Piracy Chapelco. That form should hold right up into this. And an unusual sepoy, this horse. He seems to really like the soft and heavy going, so the conditions will suit him as well. So I thought he was the safe option, Destiny's Own, ahead of the 7 Cliff. This horse is very consistent when you look at his overall record. 35 starts in the money on 20 occasions. Loves soft going. 6 starts. Has finished in the Quinella all 5 times. So Cliff's got to go into the numbers somewhere. Number 4, Andaz. Blinkers first time. Huey Bowman jumps on. There's enough to suggest he could improve. But he's, you know, an interesting horse. He won his first 2 career starts and he hasn't won at his next 14. And then number 5, Morpheus, who, as Ray said, just was outclassed. Didn't have any luck either in the spring stakes when in the market. So you've got to respect him, and he could definitely bounce back here. 2.7, 4 and 5 in the third.
The fourth, we take out 8, St. Catarina, and 11, Arrondissement.
Yeah, the Highland race colours here. This is a benchmark 70 for 3-year-olds and upwards fillies and mares. 1,400 on the course proper again. And Velocita, dual acceptor, runs here. It's a $4.60 chance. Waruna at $2.80 in favourite. Alnas at 6. Hilo Bet, $6.50. Red Chandelier on the backup from Saturday with Winkers on. It's a $6 chance. Then we go to Diamond Maid for Brucey Cross. A cross noseband on is a $19 chance. Inch Perfect at $26. St. Catarina came out this morning. 7 cents a win at 7 cents a place. O'Lordy's at 26. True Worth at 16. Arrondissement won yesterday at Goulburn. Scratched yesterday. The deduction there, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Once again, not overly vigorous here, but a good move market-wise for Raruna. Went up 330 first thing this morning, 330 into 280. Once again, well, there's some money for it, but put it into perspective, around about a third of what's gone on to Rohirrim in the first. And very, very difficult to write another name here. Red Chandelier's got a small trimmer, maybe because so far down in grade and on the quick backup from Saturday.
Yeah, speed-wise, it's a really interesting race because there is no speed. You've really only got True Worth, the lightweight, that I think will probably lead, and Waruna, who generally settles somewhere in the first 3 or 4, she'll probably press on from that wide gate and sit outside True Worth, but that's it. The rest of them tend to get back, or they're midfield at best, including horses like Velocitar, Hilo Bet, and Alnas. So I just can't see where the pace will come from here, Ray, in the fourth.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Paul, because I've got the 2 Waruna on top, and for those very reasons that you said, I think she can fight across from a wide escape. Long run to the first turn, isn't there, at Warwick Farm from the 1,400-metre start, and that gives Kieran McAvoy plenty of opportunity to get across and, as Paul said, probably settle outside leader. They won't go too hard, so those on pace should get some favours here. And I've just come back to the 2 Waruna because she looks a mare making good progress and a good winning strike right now. 3 wins from just the 5 starts. And I like the way she attacked the line late, Paul, at Coffs Harbour second up and eventually put a margin on her rivals. Strong through the line. She'll only be fitter here. And run of the race stuff, I think, is going to fall in her favour. I think 2 Waruna can win again. 1 Velocitar. Look, her 2 runs back have been indifferent. And on paper, they look disappointing, but run of the race stuff has gone totally against her in the comeback run at Warwick Farm and again at the Kenzo when she was inside horses and didn't have a lot of galloping room in the straight. She can certainly improve off that. This is a mare that the Chris Wallace stable thought enough of to test her at Group 1 level late in the season, last season as a 3-year-old filly. She's had the 2 runs back now. She should be ready to show something like her best form. If that's the case, that'll put her in the finish. 3 Alnas has never been too far away in recent starts. And 4 Hilo Bet resuming here. Liked her recent trial. Hugh Bowman goes on board first up. She's won a nice gate and should be running home. I think the top 2 have it between them, Paul, and I think Waruna will get the advantages with the run of the race stuff when she settles, hopefully, on speed. And I think if that's the case, she'll be hard to run down. 2 on top, Waruna, from 1, 3 and 4, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. Waruna, 2, 3, 10 and 4. Look, the stats are terrific. 5 starts, 3 wins, 1 second. The last start winner and won easily. The query is probably the soft track. All five starts have been on good going, so that's the risk you're taking with Waroona today. I don't think the step up in class is a big issue. She should get all the favours up on or near the speed, and I think she's got more upside than these. So I'm happy to gamble on her handling the soft, but that is the risk I think we're taking with her. Number three, Alnas. Well, she's one from one on the soft. That was two starts back at Hawkesbury, where I thought she was very impressive winning a class two there. Didn't really fire, went fourth behind Palmateer subsequently, but it's a home track, and I think she'll get through the going better than most of these. Number 10, True Words. She's big odds. I think she's the obvious leader. I think she's only got 50 kilos, and if she happens to get a bit of a break here, she'll take a lot of catching at the big price. And number 4, High Low Bet, surprisingly led them up in a recent trial, but she's better ridden off the speedy, so she'll be looking for some cover, I would expect, from the soft draw. And Ray, we'll get Munns just to check for us here, but I'm pretty sure the chute's out of play at the moment. So this 1,400-metre start, they won't be able to loaf early, but as this race appears on the map, I don't think it's going to be a big issue getting across.
Yeah, definitely starts on the course proper, all the 1,400-metre starts. And the typical result from the 1,400, we've had a little bit more speed in the races, and those with soft draws that have sort of settled midfield rails have, you know, been the horses that have figured in the finish. We're typically in a 1,400 from the chute. They walk, but definitely more speed injected into the races from the course proper starts.
Rightio, race 5, taking number 3, Plagiarist, and 10, Sovereign Air.
Yeah, this is the agency real estate here, a benchmark 72 over 2,200 metres. And Go Benny, the toppie here, is a $5 chance. So is Il Wendo, number 2, $5. Plagiarist, out this morning, 18 cents a win and 14 cents a place. We got a Prescience at $8.50, Nightstar, $8.50, Red Jabawi's at 10, Charlie Royale's at 16, Shangani Patrol is a $2.70 favourite. Mohican at 13. Sovereign Air came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And She Excites is a $41 chance. Gear change there to Mohican with earmuffs on. Good support for Shangani Patrol here. Only had the two runs for Matty Dale, formerly trained by Jared Robinson in Melbourne. Half the money totally has come for it this morning, when it's been 370 into 270. A very, very long way away second pick is Il Wendo, who's been 460 out to 5 today.
Yeah, speed in the race. There's two on-pace runners, Shangani Patrol, the well-backed favourite, and Mohican. And I think Shangani Patrol will take up the running, but perhaps Cathy O'Hara and Mohican may be stamped urgent to lead. But they're the two on-pace runners. Nothing else really goes forward. Prescience probably not too far off from that wide gate.
Yeah, I've come back to the one Go Benny here, Paul. Last start at Warwick Farm, he settled back in the rear of that eight-horse field in the race won by Scratches. Took off mid-race, went circled the field, was three wide probably from the 1,000. I thought he boxed on really well to run third behind Scratches. And that was last week. Backing up here, he's a tough horse. I don't think he'll be too far off. I think he might try and slide across and take closer position this time, Paul, and I think Go Benny will take some beating here in a pretty open race. The two Il Wendo is the horse I'm interested in. Lightly raced, a German bred horse, been with Matthew Smith for about a year now, and he's showing a lot of promise. That Kembla win recently, only a class one, he did a lot wrong, but the longer that race went, the stronger he got, Il Wendo, and there's no doubt he's a promising stayer in the making. Just had the 6 starts for 2 wins and 3 thirds. He should improve off that Kembla run, and he'll be hard to beat here. I'm not surprised there's been good money, as Glenn mentioned, for the 8 Shangani Patrol. That Canberra win recently was highly impressive. The only concern, Paul, was a class one. Sectionals won overly swift, if I can put it that way. But, gee, put a margin on his rivals from the turn. 1 by 5 lengths pulling up, and he looks a horse who could continue to improve now with the Matthew Dale stable. And the 4 Prescience back in his right grade here. He failed at Mornington last up. His Kenzo run 2 runs back behind Cormac was sound. I've come back to the 1 Go Benny. I think he's a tough horse racing well, and this might be his day. In the 5th, 1 Go Benny on top from 2, 8, and 4.
Look, I'm with the well-backed horse, 8, 2, 4, and 1, Shangani Patrol on top. The thinking here was not so much the victory at Canberra, because I don't think he beat much there, even though he beat them convincingly. But he looks the likely leader here. He's got some very good soft 7 form down in Victoria, where even though he didn't win, he was very consistent. And I just think out in front here against this grade of stayer who, all got a few convictions, maybe not Il Wendo, but the rest of them certainly do. And they're going to have to get out and chase this horse with a lightweight and somehow get past him. I just don't know if any of them are really able to do that, whereas Shangani Patrol, to me, looks as though it's got plenty of upside now that it's with the very astute Matt Dale stable. The 2 Il Wendo, I think he's the only real threat. Obviously, lightly raced, last start winner. Also didn't beat much down at Kembla, to be fair, but he beat them well. Probably a slight risk coming onto the softer, heavy track by this stage of the meeting. But lightly raced, plenty of upside. The 4 Prescient, he's hard to back to win a race. He's only won 2 from 28, but placed 14 times. So he's won for your Quinellas and Trifectas. And number 1, Go Benny. Ray made a terrific case for him, and it wouldn't surprise me if he ran a cheeky race despite the fact he's got to carry the 58 kilos through a softer, heavy track. 8, 2, 4, and 1 in the 5th.
Okay, 8, 2, 4, 1. Now, race 6, we take out 12, Libertine Miss.
Yeah, this is the Bowman's Office Furniture. So good morning to Brian Rudder and all the team there at Bowman's Office Furniture. This is a benchmark 70 over 1,100 metres for the fillies and mares. And Fox Swift with the cross nose band on and the earmuffs pre-race, having its first start for John O'Shea, formerly trained by Kieran Maher, is an $11 chance. Ellie's Encore at $15. We've got Sweet Ava at $10. Fifth Affair, $21. Echelere at $34. Miss Invincible at $6.50. Moccasin Miss with the blinkers on at $12. Gin Rules for Maxi Whitby. I'd be very happy to win his good mate Brian Rudder's race there, Maxi. Gin Rules is a $2.60 favourite. Ondo Passa at $81. Voila at $6.50. Power Rush at $7.50. And Libertine Miss is a scratching no deduction taken there. Not overly vigorous, the betting here. It's one-way traffic, though, for Gen Rules. Did go up 250 this morning. It's 250 to 260, with over half the investment this morning on it, but it's only minor. Second pick a very, very long way away is Power Rush, and it's been 7 to 750 today. Third pick is Miss Invincible. It's been 6 to 650. The only firms this morning, Ellie's Encore got a trim 19 to 15, and that would be it. All the others have just got a little push out, but it's not very strong, the betting here in race 6.
Yeah, very tricky race to map because there's just so much speed drawn right across the track. They obviously all can't lead, but we've got Achelleray, we've got Miss Invincible, Sweet Ava. Fox Swift showed pace at the trials. You've also got Ellie's Encore, who when jumps will be right on pace. Ondo Pass, the Generals, and even Voila. So, Ray, it's really you could probably pick the ones that don't lead, and that's really Fifth Affair, Moccasin Miss.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, isn't it, Paul? But I thought the favourite Gen Rules could just tuck in behind that solid tempo that you've predicted and get her opportunity to bounce back to the winner's list. She was really good on debut at Canterbury, running down Mitzi Lade, and that was on a heavy track. That was back in June, so we know she'll handle the track conditions this afternoon. She resumed at Warwick Farm on September 19. Look, she drew the middle of the field that day and things just didn't quite go her way. She was ended up posted three wide and exposed for most of the race, and she's gone under by a half length behind Invictum Domina. Moccasin Miss was second that day, so a pretty strong form race. She'll bounce out of that. She obviously will improve fitness-wise with that run back under her belt. We know she handles these soft track conditions, and as Paul suggested, the tempo should be solid. I can see her tucking in behind that speed, hopefully finding some cover, and I think 8 Gen Rules will finish off too strongly and get the job done. Pretty confident about her. 11 Power Rush interests me, Paul. She's from the Chris Lees stable, only had the 2 starts, 2 wins at Tamworth and Wyong. Things have gone her way on both occasions, to be fair, but she looks a natural type. And that Wyong win recently, she got a lovely run on the rails, but she did attack the line strongly and beat Miss Invincible by a half length. Strong through the line, been in the market on both occasions, so she's a filly with obvious ability and she'll be competitive here. Miss Invincible tried hard at Wyong first up, meets Power Rush better at the weights, can improve off that. And the 10, Voila, probably the best of the rest. She's racing well and has race fitness on her side. Is a query, though, on these soft to heavy track conditions. She hasn't been exposed to them before, but I'm pretty keen on Gen Rules in race 6, Paul. I think she's better today. 8 Gen Rules on top from 11, 6 and 10.
Look, I've gone 11, 8, 7 and 3. I just thought 11 Power Rush, your second pick. She's good value at the $7.50. Undefeated, as you said, 2 from 2. Heavily back last start at Wyong. She charged through the line there, but the risk is obviously going to be handling a softer, heavy track. She's had both starts on good going. But she did trial on a soft track. She trialled really well on it. But that's a little query. But at $7.50, happy to take the gamble on her. Ahead of number 8, Jen Rules, who's obviously the massive danger here, as Ray said, just caught three deep in that Invictum Domino race at Warwick Farm last start, but the form out of it's held up really well. She's always trialled like an exceptionally good horse, and she's won from one on the heavy, so plenty to like about her. 7, Moccasin Miss, she's just a Warwick Farm specialist. She turns up here and races well every time she goes around. She's been placed at 3 of her 4 starts here. And number 3, Sweet Ava, I think she could be the improver. She was just out fast behind Gem Song first, second up. But she should get a lovely run just behind this fast pace, and I think she can improve sharply. 11 on top from 8, 7 and 3 in the 6th.
7th event, and we put a line through One Girl Tuesday, 4 Dylan's Romance and 9 Velocita.
Yeah, this is the Inglis Ready to Race sale. It's on next Monday, the Inglis Ready to Race for the babies there. This is a benchmark 76 over 1,600 metres. And with Girl Tuesday out, deduction there, 50 cents the win and 26 cents the place. It was a $1.65 chance. We'll start with Aqua Divina now, the $2.15 favourite. Mo the Great at $7. Dylan's Romance out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. The Cartoonist at $8, Miss Shanty at $4.80, Kelvin Side at $16, The Iron Maiden at $6.50, Velocita is out, it's running earlier, Voilier, change of rider here, Cathy O'Hara replaces Glenn Schofield, and to be ridden more forward today, Voilier at $13, and Zalu is a $34 chance. Best supported runner here is Aqua Divina. Did go back up 240 after the scratching of Girl Tuesday this morning, and well supported today. Equivalent amount of money goes on Aqua Divina here that has gone on row here and in the first. So it's been well supported. Also good money for the Iron Maiden, who's been 950 into 650. That's caused every other runner to get out here in race number 7.
Yeah, speed in this race, obviously Voilier will be ridden more forward, so from the inside gate he could end up in front, but the other runners, Kelvin's Side will be thereabouts, Aqua Divina probably has to press forward early, and the Cartoonist won't be far away, Ray.
Yeah, I was keen on Aqua Divina before the scratching a Girl Tuesday, and even more confident now. Look, I really like her chances. I take your point, Paul, probably a touch awkwardly drawn, but any sort of luck, if she gets the right sort of run, she's going to be in the finish. Only had the 5 starts, 2 wins, never finished further back than 2nd in her 5-start career, and comes off a really good comeback effort at Warwick Farm here last month, running a close 2nd to an in-form Spring Charlie. That's a good form line for this, and look, I think she's a mare with a lot of ability, Aqua Divina, and if Matthew Smith can keep the sound, she's obviously had a few issues during her career. Now she's a 4-year-old mare, only had the 5 starts, but if he keeps the sound, she's in for a good prep. Got her on top here, I think she can win this. The dangers, if there are any, the 6 Miss Shanty, had the 2 runs back now, should be ready to show something. Wasn't beaten all that far first up behind Mandilli, and then in the Girl Tuesday race, only sort of worked the line okay late to run 5th. But she's fit now. She's getting up to a right distance range, up to the 1,600. She'll improve. The 3, Mo the Great, tough horse, handles rain-affected conditions, and he's racing well. And of the rest, maybe the 5, the Cartoonist, also has the ability to get through these rain-affected conditions. And he's been racing consistently this prep, but really keen now on Aqua Divina. I think the door's wide open with the scratching of Girl Tuesday. The 2 on top, 2, 6, 3 and 5 in race 7.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 2, 5, 6, 3, Aqua Divina. Look, I didn't know if she could beat Girl Tuesday, but she would have made it interesting. But now with the favourite out, she really does look to have this race at her mercy. Form lines are terrific. Her only run on a heavy track, she charged home behind Al Manzora, and that was on debut. So that looks really good form now. And it's hard to see how or who is going to beat her. Number 5, the Cartoonist. Well, he's only got 53 kilos. He's back for the right trip. He's one from one on the heavy. So maybe he could be one that you could make a case for. Number 6, Miss Shanty. I think she's been a touch disappointing, albeit in harder races than this. But I'm not convinced she's a real wet tracker. And number 3, Mo the Great. Similar story with him. He's tough enough, but again, I don't think he's a real wet tracker. And obviously the number 8, the Iron Maiden. She is an absolute mudlark if we get into that genuine heavy range by this stage of the day. But it's 2 on top clearly from 5, 6 and 3.
All right, the 8th event, put a line through 8, All in Rhythm, 10, Sparkly Star, number 11 is Time Out of Mind, and 12, God of Thunder, along with 16, Prince Planet.
Yeah, the last is the Everest Carnival here, a benchmark 70 for three-year-olds and upwards entires, colts and geldings over 1,100 metres. And Bombarding here is a $6.50 chance. Jericho at $21. Rafa's Choice at $14. Jexcellent is at $23. Up Trumps, $4.80. We go to Dunnerton, he's at $23. In and Up at $13. All in Rhythm, out no deduction. Dream I Can, $17. Sparkly Star, out no deduction. Time Out of Mind, out no deduction. Sally couldn't tip it today. She's the owner of Time Out of Mind, along with the Pros and Joe syndicate there. God of Thunder is a scratching. The deduction, 16 cents a win and 13 cents a place. We get to Roosevelt, who's the favourite here at $2.40. Sausalito, Chad Lever, the replacement rider there, so put the line through it at Wyong tomorrow. It's a $10 chance. Proconsul at $34. Prince Planet is out no deduction. And Treasure Boss at $34. Only horse there is support here is Roosevelt. Did go back up $2.60 this morning after all the scratchings into $2.40. No other runner gets to four figures in the last. Second pick is actually Jexcellent, who's 26 to 23 this morning. And third pick would be Jericho, who's $19 out to 21. So only got eyes for the favourite in the last at this stage.
Yeah, not sure where Roosevelt settles here, Munns. It's a bit hard. He hasn't really had enough form to go off. Only three starts, and one of those was a total forget run. So he'll probably go forward from the draw, but not 100% sure. Bombarding, I think he'll cross and lead. He's got the pace to do that from his wide gate. Dream I Can will kick up from inside. Rapper's Choice thereabouts, but a lot of the speed has come out with the scratching. So definitely not as much pace. Horses like God of Thunder, Sparkly Star have come out. So perhaps not the speed we originally thought in the last, right?
Yeah, it's hard to tip against the favourite, isn't it, Paul? You know, the 13 Roosevelt. He's only been lightly raced. He's got a lot of promise. He won here at Warwick Farm on debut. He's had two runs since. He started odds on in a race won by Gem Song at Rose Hill, and he had excuses. And his first up run at Caulfield behind Written By. He can certainly bounce off that and run very well in this grade. Promising horse, has got plenty of ability. If the track does deteriorate and get into the heavy range, a bit of an unknown here, but most of these horses, we've seen what they can do. Roosevelt's a horse who's got a lot of upside. As I said, lightly raced. His career's all ahead of him, and I think he can go on to better things than this. He should win this, the 13 Roosevelt. Of the rest, the 5-up Trumps, he's an honest horse, he's game, he handles soft and heavy track conditions, and he was good here at Warwick Farm last start, running second to Esperance. He should run well again. The 9, Dream I Can, I liked his effort last start, Paul, at Hawksby behind Shalama. He's been placed in 4 out of 6 on soft, so he should get through these conditions. And Jexcellent, Glenn mentioned there'd been some money for him. This is a horse who has handled soft and heavy tracks previously. He's rock hard fit, and he wasn't beaten all that far at Newcastle last start. 13, Roosevelt. Look, Paul, he's a horse with upside, and if he's going to do anything in his career, he should get through this this afternoon and get the job done. 13, Roosevelt on top from 5, 9 and 4.
Yeah, I'm going 5, 13, 1 and 4. So just the other way around with my top two. Up Trumps gets the nod here. I just thought he was the better value of the two. His last start was terrific behind Esperance. He arguably should have won the race. He just took a while to get that inside split, and then he dived through it, and Esperance came rattling down the outside and nabbed him late. But he's got terrific form on soft. Three starts for two wins, one placing. Obviously similar, same grade, same track, same distance, but just on a soft or heavy track. So I think he'll run another big race. Whether he can beat Roosevelt, that's the query. Obviously he's the going to start a short price favourite. He was only beaten two lengths by Written By, and he was back late in that race. To me, he's a bit colty. He can do a few things wrong. I don't want to take a ridiculous price on an unknown surface with him, but I can definitely see him winning. Number one, Bombarding. I think he could be the improver. This wide gate scared punters off, but he's got the pace to get across, and if you don't have to find the fence, if by this stage of the day you can sit 3-4 off, well, Bombarding's going to take a lot of running down. And number four, Jexcellent, with that 3-kilo claim for Robbie Dolan, he's really well weighted in this, and he loves these conditions. I don't think it's a one-act affair in the last. I've gone 5, 13, 1 and 4.
All right. Now, Munns, what's been best backed?
The best supported runner today, Sean, on the program in order, the best supported runner is Rohirrim in race number 1, Aqua Divina in race number 7, and Crystal Billy in race number three. They're the top three dollar-wise investments on the top three today. Jockey's Challenge has gone up today, and it's a battle in two here. James McDonald, 190. Kieran McAvoy, 210. Jason Collett, 12. Huey Bowman, 18. Any Other Jockey, 26. Tommy Berry and Brenton Abdallah, 51. Ty England at 61. And just waiting for the fields to come into the system for the Kosciuszko, Sean. So all the fields for Randwick on Saturday with that field out. Just have to be loaded into the system at the moment. But Victorum will be favourite for the Kosciuszko on Saturday.
All right, terrific. Good on your Muns. Now, let's see, Paul, what's your best today?
I'm going to try and get the money early, Sean. Race 2, number 1, Columbina. I think she gets the right run here. She's worth the gamble first up. So she's the best, race 2, number 1. And in the opener, race 1, number 3, Napoleon Solo. If you're looking for a minor upset, I think he could be the one to knock over the favourite. So race 2, number 1, the best. Race 1, number 3, the next best.
Righto, Ray, what do you like?
I think there's two good things here today, Sean. Race 6, number 8, Gen Rules, and race 7, number 2, Aqua Divina with the Scratching Girl Tuesday. As I mentioned earlier, door wide open for her. So race 6, number 8, Gen Rules, into race 7, number 2, Aqua Divina.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Ray. Paul, have a top day and lots of winners.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Paul. See you, Ray. See you, Glenn.
It is 8 to 2, 8 to 11, rather, Sky Sport 20.